healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune Oxygen Drops and OxyEarth Plant Mineral Capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
While the national media are filled with pictures of war and weather disasters, the biggest tragedy in America rates only local stories. I'm referring to the sad, sad tale of how our public school system promotes millions of kids all the way into high school without ever teaching them how to read. The Orlando Sentinel recently recited the bad news. Only 32% of Florida ninth graders and only 34% of Florida 10th graders can read at grade level. That means two-thirds of Florida public school students are just marking time in government buildings called schools. Think of all those hours those illiterates have available to create mischief, annoy teachers and other students, and get into trouble. Why is anybody surprised at the truancy and dropout rates? Wouldn't you depart from a system if it just babysat you for 9 school years and never taught you how to read? This high rate of non-readers is not new. It obviously has existed for years. If ninth graders can't read, we can infer that they couldn't read in the eighth grade, or the seventh grade, or the sixth grade, but were just promoted anyway. What made this illiteracy a this year's news story is that school officials are panicking, but not because of the rate of non-readers. It's because the No Child Left Behind Act is enforcing accountability, and the non-readers are giving entire schools a bad name. This threat has motivated the schools to take serious action. The school's solution to this depressing report is predictable. Spend more taxpayers' money and hire a new set of teachers to teach high schoolers what we already paid elementary school teachers to do. According to the newspaper, 3 reading methods will be used on different groups of kids because no one knows exactly what works. That's not true. We already know what works. Intensive, systematic phonics.
This has been a Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on the benefits of reading by phonics, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the reading report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, HeartDrop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, a job is nice, but it interferes with his life, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, the wise old owl lived in an oak, and the more he heard, the less he spoke, and the less he spoke, the more he heard. Why aren't we all like that wise old bird? You know, everybody's heard of the great horned owl, but I have a story here about a little horny owl. I mean this little rascal. She is a ready teddy. She lives in New Mexico. No, she lives in Arizona. She might be headed for New Mexico. I'm not sure. But anyway, this is a female pygmy owl, and she's been flying for 150 miles, crisscrossing the Sonora Desert looking for a mate. At least that's what it has taken six scientists with a radio transmitter to figure out. But researchers have lost track of her because a radio transmitter mounted on her back has died. Now, like I say, it took six biologists to track this owl. Six of them. Six of them. One little owl, one radio transmitter, six biologists. Researchers have lost track of her because the transmitter mounted on her back died. But we assume that when they move this far, they are not encountering mates, says Dennis Abbott. He's one of the six biologists that's studying this one owl. Now, he's assuming that she's looking for a mate. How does he know what she's looking for? He says this is an unusual bird, quite robust, quite healthy. It was certainly finding plenty of food. They probably suggest that there are few males out there that she hasn't found one yet. Well, they don't know if she's found one or not. They've lost track of her. And they, first of all, they're not mind readers. They don't know what she was looking for. They go on to say that Arizona just has 18 recorded adult pygmy owls. But hope still exists of finding mates for three male owls that have lived the single life on Tucson's northwest side since 2003. Now, I don't know how long they've been tracking this little old gal, but they knew there was three males out there just northwest of Tucson. And why didn't they introduce her to one of them? You know, she could have picked and choosed if they just said, hey, looky here. This is like going to a singles bar. Three guys, one gal, somebody's going to get lucky here. No, they didn't do that. They put a transmitter on her back and let her wander around 150 miles a-looking. Now, as I said before, how do they know what she's looking for? Maybe she's practiced that other lifestyle, and there are no gay bars out there in the Sonoran Desert. And maybe she did encounter male owls. But they saw that thing on her back and said, hey, she's unsurmountable. They had her captured once. Why didn't they introduce her to those other three males? Well, my only suggestion now would be eHarmony.com. She can find her long-lasting love in a perfect partner. I tell you what, wouldn't it be interesting to know how much that little story has cost taxpayers? 6 biologists following one little owl. And the poor little thing, all they had to do was just, they knew where there was mates for. I don't know. Ignorance gone to seed. Along with, it always seems to happen either in San Francisco or somewhere in Florida. Senator Al Lawson's latest bill, he's put this bill before the Senate committee there in Florida. It would involve a way to pay for wastewater treatment and help small towns and counties upgrade their sewer systems. You know, we had a caller years ago, Jeff. Do you remember the guy that said we ought to tax toilet paper? That would be, you know, everybody he assumed everybody uses toilet paper. I mean, you know, back in the old days, we used corn cobs and other items. Sears Sawbuck catalogs, Monkey Ward catalog. But this one caller said, you know, if we tax toilet paper, that'd be a legitimate tax because everybody would have to pay it. Well, apparently Al Lawson's got this same idea. He says that's the way to pay for wastewater treatment and help small towns and counties upgrade their sewer systems. Now, he's a Democrat from Tallahassee, and he's proposing a 2-cent per roll tax on TP. He says, we've got 17 million people in this state, and all of them can contribute to protecting our underground water supply. That would be a royal flush. No, that would be a bad story. Anyway, moving right along.
You know, if it were April 1st, I would view that story more suspiciously. But we're nowhere near April 1st.
No, this is for true stuff. I've got names, addresses, and telephone numbers here. I can prove it. And I'm true about that. It's been a year or two ago that someone said, hey, and we talked about it. We ought to tax TP because, you know, everybody does it. Well, they should at least. If they don't, maybe that's why there's so many people upset all of the time. Anyway, I'm thinking of a half a dozen stories just flying through my little computer brain there. But, you know, there's the old hippogator story with a head on each end. He's the meanest animal in the world because of the head on each end. He don't, and that's what makes him so mean. Anyhow, we had another big fish kill. Another big one. I mean, and not only this kind of fish. These are endangered fish, and the environmentalists killed them. Isn't that great? Let's stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, It's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And we have returned. Jeff said, boy, you sure are wound up this morning. I'm a little bit intoxicated this morning. My fighting chickens really got into production. They're laying eggs now, and I get her, I don't know, a half a dozen eggs a day, something like that, and I've been giving them to my friends, and I brought Jeff the other day a whole dozen fighting chicken eggs. And they're high in cholesterol. I mean, their little old yolks are pumpkin-colored yaller, you know, and they're good stuff. Well, this morning, Jeff brought me breakfast, and he had the nice... You know, he's a cook. He used to cook for the Navy. So, I mean, he's fed thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, so he knows how to fix stuff. And he brought me the nicest little breakfast in a little insulated container. It was chopped ham and scrambled fighting chicken eggs. And, boy, it hit the spot. And I never thought about it until he just mentioned that a while ago. But that's what it is. Listen, if you're not eating the right kind of eggs, don't ever, ever, ever let anybody say that old Brownfield died from lack of cholesterol. That stuff is good, and it's good for you. Now, let's go back to this fish kill thing. I'm not going to have time. Let's see what else have I got. I'll go to the green fire first and then come back to the fish kill, because the fish kill's a longer story. But this happened in the Pawnee National Grassland, where the U.S. Forest Service was going to burn some grass. Now, they're going to burn it because there's a little bird out there, and this little bird likes grass that is 3 inches tall. Only 3 inches. If it's over 3 inches, this bird cannot live out there. I mean, he can't survive in grass that's over 3 inches tall. So they decided to burn this grass off. It's buffalo grass, and they set it on fire. Now, it only takes one match to get this thing going, but it takes a whole heap of people to put it out. And there's no such thing as a controlled burn. This thing got out of control, and it burned down a whole bunch of power poles, destroyed the electricity in one town, burned off 150 acres of private land, caused the power outage, and it was all because they're going to save this little bird that can't live in grass. It's over 3 inches high. Now, they never thought about mowing this grass. That was, you know, who would ever think you could mow this stuff? Or, you know, you could turn cows on it. They'll take it from 6 inches down to 3 inches if you put enough cows out there in a very short period of time. But no, we're going to burn it, and we're going to burn down the power poles. A typical U.S. Forest Service bureaucratic bunch of bunglers, and that's what they did. Okay. Now, they were going to improve the habitat of this mountain plover. Wonder where the little plover went while this was all on fire. Anyhow, you see, my idea would be this. Some rancher out there, people just don't think right. Some rancher out there could say, look, I'll rent you my cows. You know, for $50 an acre, we'll graze this grass down to 3 inches or less. It doesn't have to be exactly 3 inches. It can be 3 inches or less. But we'll put enough cows out there for $50 an acre. We'll graze that down to 3 inches or less, and that'll be a lot cheaper than paying for the electric poles and all the outages that you caused. But see, the Forest Service doesn't think that way because cattle are bad. Of course, while they're out there, they would have pooped on the ground and they would have caused the grass to grow greener when it came back. But no, we don't want to let anything like that happen. So, you know, let her burn, let her burn, let her burn. That's a Forest Service motto. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Environmentalists are killing fish and getting away with it. Here's what the deal was. Here is the deal. The kill-off came after the Bureau of Reclamation agreed to release a torrent of water and silt from behind Glen Canyon Dam. Now, you know the greenies have been wanting to destroy Glen Canyon Dam for years. They say, oh, you know, that was unnatural. If God had wanted to back that water up, he'd have built a lake there. But since he didn't, and you guys built a lake, it's wrong. Shouldn't be there. Of course, the fact that there are a lot of people use Glen Canyon Dam water, it generates a lot of electricity. It furnishes water for several cities. But that's not important. There is a little humpback chub. I don't know how he got humpback. He's no doubt... You know, something's not right about him, but they call him a humpback chub. I don't think that would be politically correct today, you know, but anyhow, that's the way it is. He is that way, and there's not many of them left, and maybe it's because that he isn't quite perfect. But they decided that they, meaning the Bureau of Reclamation, decided that, well, we'll appease these greeny weenies. We're going to let some water loose. So they did. They turned loose 41,000 cubic feet per second for 90 hours. Now, this was back in November. Let's see, 90 hours would be, what, almost a week, wouldn't it? Anyhow, 4 or 5 days, and they let this water flow. Let's realize that for the last 2 or 3 years, I've been hearing about the lake, it's Lake Powell and the Glen Canyon Dam, how low it was. You know, it's way down, and people are concerned we're not going to have enough water there to make electricity. We're not going to have enough water there to furnish water for these cities. But here we dropped the dam 2 more feet. I mean, the water behind the dam, 2 more feet, just to satisfy these greeny weenies that want to help these humpback fish, all right? But what happened was, and they tell us that that there wasn't very many fish to start with. There's only 3,000 of them in the lake. Now, how would they know that there's 3,000 fish in that lake? Have you ever seen Lake Powell? That is a big place, all right? But they've gone out there, and they've gathered them all up, and they've counted them, and there's 3,000 of them. But when they put this water loose, 1,890 of them went over the dam. Remember the little fishy song? Oh, most people out there are too young to remember it, but we had a cute little song about, and they swam right over the dam, and that's what these little fishies did. 1,890 of them. Now, let's realize that there should be an investigation. Some of these people should be arrested. There should be a lot of outrage about this. What would have happened if the water company or the electric company, whoever controls the water, had done it on their own and said, hey, we're going to lower this dam. We're going to lower this water. What would have happened if an individual would have done that? My gosh. It has been very long ago it was in, I'm not sure where the water was, but it was in Colorado because it was Coors Beer Company dumped some beer in the water, did it accidentally, they say. Anyway, you'd think the fish would like that, wouldn't you? You'd think the fish would get happy with all that beer bubbling around in there, but no, they didn't.
It'd make beer-battered fish a lot easier.
Beer-battered fish? Yeah. Yeah, it would. See, that's the cook coming out in Jeff. He knows all about that kind of stuff. But anyway, these beer-battered fish, the agency claimed were worth $35 a piece. And they said they killed 50,000 of them. So anyway, it cost Coors $1.75 million. And all they did was kill a few fish. And you know those fish repopulate fast. I'll bet they repopulated a lot faster after they had their gullets full of beer. But you never know about that. I'm not that kind of a fish expert. Anyhow, they killed these 1,890 fish there at Lake Powell. Let's say each one's worth $70 because there's not as many of them as there was up there where Coors killed them. This comes to $132,300. So that's not all that much. But what's the going rate for 224,000 acre-feet of drinking and irrigation water that was dumped from Lake Powell, plus $2 million worth of electricity loss because the water bypassed the dam's power plant? See? But the greeny weenies did it. So it's all right. Huh? Don't worry about it. See, the government is not going to rewrite this stupid law. At least it could be consistent by seeking compensation from the groups that lobbied for the flood, which are the green guys. See, we have a double standard here. If you or I or some corporation does it, we pay. But if the greenies do it, hey, that's all right. We're not going to say anything. What they need to do, somebody needs to sue over this. It's what the greenies do all the time. The greenies would sue us. The power company needed that water. I'd say the power company has every right in the world to go back and sue the greenies that caused the release of this water at Grand, at the dam. Anyhow, I hear music. It's time to take a break. We'll do just that.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
One of the most popular films offered by the Derry Brownfield Show is Nation Adrift. It's an excellent video presentation of the moral and spiritual crisis in America and a history lesson concerning the religious roots of America. And it's now available on DVD. Nation Adrift chronicles American history from Christopher Columbus to the present day and clearly documents where and how the greatest nation on earth has gone astray as well as the way back. Nation Adrift will give a basic grasp of God's sovereign hand behind the history of our nation, which our founding fathers so clearly understood. To order Nation Adrift, just send $24, check, cash, or money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
For too many years, we've been in a debt money system, and it's long past time to convert to a wealth money system. In his book, Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture, Byron Dale explains how to actually create wealth by monetizing labor to build roads and highways. Not only will this create wealth, but will also help to get us out of debt. It sounds simple because it is simple. Down on the Farm is so easy to read and understand, it should be in the hands of everyone that ever put their hands on money. To put a copy in your hands, send $10 per copy to Down on the Farm, Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Down on the Farm, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, you know you're in trouble when you have to hitchhike to the bank to make your car payment. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. I have here, and it's just too good to pass up. It's called The Mushroom Complex, and it's written by Ken Freeman. I was out over the weekend to... in an area, I'm not going to all the details now, but I visited with a lot of folks. And it is amazing how little the average person knows about what is going on around them. I'm talking about the things that we discuss regularly on this show. And I have also noticed that when I go to speak, and I don't speak nearly as much as I used to, I just don't enjoy it. Like I enjoy the speaking, I enjoy being there, but I don't enjoy the travel. So I don't do much as I used to. But anyhow, I find out if I go someplace where people are regular listeners to this program, they have a totally different attitude than if you go into an area where they've never heard of you or they remember me back from when I was strictly a market news reporter, you know, a farm broadcaster. Totally different. The people just don't know what's going on, and they can't believe it. If they hear it, you know, from the first time they hear it, they say it can't happen. Well, I was the same way. The first time I started studying this stuff, I said, it can't happen. This isn't America. Well, here this Ken Freeman has written this article. It's entitled The Mushroom Complex, and I want to share it with you. He says, I have discovered an amazing secret. Most politicians think the voters are mushrooms. The vast majority of mushrooms are grown commercially in totally dark caves undisturbed by the glaring light of day. What is the connection between voters and mushrooms? It appears that in politicians' minds, we the voters are unimportant little creatures, both blind and mute, only nuisances that must be outsmarted on election day. As one veteran politician is quoted as saying, voters like mushrooms are best kept in the dark and covered with manure. Why do they hold us in so little regard? Could it be that these politicians and the powers that manipulate them behind the scenes know that as long as they control the information on which we base our votes, then they, not we, control our government? For many years, this has been relatively easy for them to do, since the only source of information that the average citizen had available to him was newspapers and television. Through their exclusive control of what is or is not newsworthy and how it is presented, big media have controlled the news and therefore control what voters think about the issues placed before them. But the world is changing. More citizens are gaining access to information and therefore self-determination. There's a new breed of men very similar to those who founded these United States. They, like the politicians, understand that people have their own lives to live and that the average citizen cannot monitor all legislation and know when some power-hungry group wants to take away his rights. But to our defense comes this new breed of journalist who brings many diverse sources of information right into our homes. These free journalists travel the information highway, and they have come to illuminate the darkness. These explorers see us not as mushrooms, but as people, intelligent individuals who want more than one little slanted beam of information. They know that Americans want to regain control of those whom they have elected to represent them in government. Members of this new breed are called bloggers and web hosts, and they have wired the darkness with the Internet. The Internet has spread to every part of this darkness. Emails have begun to appear as 1,000 points of light, and the information flows. Individual citizens can now ask questions about government, and if they don't like the answers or if they are treated like mushrooms, they can actually tell someone about it. Citizens are networking, knowledge is spreading, and the people are uniting in the pursuit of freedom. And the people say, this is good. Then other individuals stepped into the darkness, and they had with them microphones and speakers and called themselves talk radio. And they told us about what is going on in the world outside and how the people can talk back to them and other citizens can hear the talk and the truth spreads and the people are saying, this is too good. But most politicians say, this is bad. We were happier when the voters were silent little mushrooms and kept in the dark and were shoveling it to them. And lo, the legislature is dazzled by the light, and they hear the voice of the people, and they are afraid. And the people say, this is really good. This is what our founding fathers intended. Now voters have begun to question the entire system. Why, they ask, is our government controlled by special interests like the NEA, who can vote taxpayer funds for their own pay and benefits, and big companies who can change laws to benefit themselves? Some have even asked, why do our people seem so much more conservative, hardworking, and religious than the average of those whom we have elected to represent us? And when they ask these questions, the legislators say, oh, and suddenly they are hip deep in it. And that, too, is very good. And then someone in the legislature said, I don't think that citizens should be allowed to interfere with legislation by sending emails to the representatives or having public hearings. We must have laws to control these nonprofits and these light givers. Desperate to protect their power, politicians have begun to weave their lies. Back and forth they have spun them until they have created a web of deceit, a dark blanket to shut out the light and turn our people back into mushrooms. And the people are seeing this, and they shouted, "We must take back our government so that our children will enjoy the blessings of liberty." "Send emails," they shouted. "Send millions of emails demanding that a representative listen to what we the people have to say." And a little mushroom way back in the back of the cave who had just seen his first ray of light asked, "Where do I send my email?" And then a free journalist said, "My next email will contain the knowledge that you seek." And all the people shouted, "Let the sun shine in." And even the littlest mushroom said, "Amen." Isn't that good? You see, as I've said, I see it. All you have to do is just get out amongst the general public. And I was at this meeting with mostly cattle people. But they were from areas where they don't hear this sort of information. And they listen, and they do listen to Rush Limbaugh and Hannity and Combs, but they don't get what we're talking about on this show day after day. How we are losing our freedoms, how we have government backed by these nonprofit green organizations taking our property rights away from us. Oftentimes, they literally take our property. But if you don't have the right to use your property, they may as well have taken your property. And this is happening all over the country, and it's difficult for these little blind mushrooms to see. So what we have to do is roll that big stone away from the front of that cave and let the sunlight in. Now, here's another situation right here. If you ask a lot of people, although I believe most people are beginning to wake up to these treaties that we have been talking about now for months and months and years, but President Bush is definitely in favor of CAFTA, along with the FTAA, Free Trade of America. And it's going to happen. We see the southern border particularly just being left wide open. I got kind of a kick out of O'Reilly last night because this is one thing that he's right on about. He thinks we need to stop the immigration, how easy it would be to stop it. We know that Congress, and I don't have the exact figure here, but I believe it was 2,000 new border agents that Congress has put money there for. And Clinton doesn't want 2,000 new agents. He said Bush? They're all alike. Can't tell the difference. Well, can tell the difference, but not much. They look different and they act different. You know, in the Oval Office, I guess. I don't even know that. You have to take a lot for granted. And if you take things for granted, you're the guy that can float down the river on a tombstone. But anyway, so much for that. Bush, he said, no, we don't need 2,000 more border agents. He just wants 200. But anyhow, thousands of Guatemalans are rallying across Guatemala, particularly Guatemala City, again, to protest this CAFTA, free trade agreement with Central America. They say 6,000 people marched, converged on Guatemala City, where the National Congress is located. Congress approved the treaty last Thursday. Activists shouted slogans against the United States and against the ruling party legislators. Other activists gathered outside the embassy. Oscar Berger is the Guatemalan president. He says CAFTA will be beneficial for Guatemalans, especially they'll bring in foreign investment. He said when our producers get those big dollars, they won't be staging demonstrations. Well, let me tell you something, President of Guatemala, they're not going to get big dollars. This is just an expansion of NAFTA, and NAFTA has done a lot of damage in the United States as well as in the South America. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Yeah. You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple-concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We have returned. Before we go to the telephones, let me talk a little bit more very quickly about CAFTA. I have an article here entitled, U.S. Chamber of Commerce Distorts NAFTA Records, Hides Potential CAFTA Cost to California and Central America. Now, this is just the state of California, but they tell us that CAFTA would extend NAFTA to 6 additional countries, and we know this is true, Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. The Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking here about the United States Chamber of Commerce, claims that CAFTA would create 20,000 United States jobs in the first year and 100,000 jobs over its first 9 years. Now, you can believe that if you want to, but we'll wait and see what happens over the next 9 years. But the net job losses during the previous 10 years of free trade, and that's, of course, with NAFTA, from 1989 to the year 2000, California lost more than 315,000 jobs as a result of NAFTA and increased trade with China, and this article goes on. But you don't even have to look at California. Look at the Carolinas, where the textile industry has been destroyed. I mean, you can look around. We had advertisers on this program that are out of business because of NAFTA. So, CAFTA is just an extension of that. And it's something that certainly is not going to benefit the United States, and it is not going to benefit those countries, Guatemala, Honduras, those countries that we just mentioned in Central America. Who is it going to benefit then? Well, you know who it's going to benefit. It's going to benefit the multinational corporations that buy cheap and sell high. Let's go to the telephones. Rich, you're on the air.
Howdy there, Derry. Yeah, a couple of quick things. First off, you were talking about, you know, people liking to keep us folks in the dark, and that the internet has, you know, shown a light on things. Now, have you noticed, just off the top of your head, have you noticed all the little spots, especially on the various cable news outlets and the, you know, news about how bad the internet is? Because, well, there are things on there that children can have happened to them, and we've got to control the internet. I think that's just a coincidence. I mean, have you ever noticed how often it is that when somebody starts talking about how it's for the children, you better watch out?
Well, there's a lot of junk on the internet, and I have been hanswoggled a few times.
Oh, yeah, but still and all, there, you know, that's one of the problems, is it is freedom, complete and total. But what kind of control are they looking for? You want to bet it's going to be on the basis of, oh, let's see, what was that thing about the voter, you know, the
right.
Political, you get what I'm talking about?
Right, and I also hear the news media, they will constantly say, oh, you know, that news that comes over the internet, that's not really news. Yet it's interesting. Every once in a while, I'll catch on National Network Color Television some broadcaster, you know, an anchor man, reading a story. It'll be rewritten, but I have seen it a day or two before on the internet.
Right. And also a quick warning. You remember how the EU used to be the European Economic Union?
Right.
Yeah.
I got to take a break. Hey, thanks for the call, Rich. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
On March 18, 1869, President Grant signed an act to strengthen the public credit. One provision of that act declared that the public faith is solemnly pledged to the payment of the interest and non-interest bearing obligations of the government. That's right, the American people, as indentured slaves, were pledged as collateral for the national debt. Hard to believe? Read The Coming Battle. First published in 1899, The Coming Battle details the complete early history of the Federal Reserve System using congressional records, newspaper reports, and writings of the Founding Fathers. The Coming Battle is a must-read for every American who wants to know when and where our country went wrong. To order The Coming Battle in paperback, send $24, check, cash, or money order to The Coming Battle, P.O. Box 79. Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Solar energy, photovoltaics, wind power, biodiesel, it all really works, and you can cut the startup cost by doing it yourself. Learn how with these instructional videos from moreenergy.org. Larry Rice takes you through the process step by step to show how you too can cut your energy costs. Just call 1-800-228-5284 for more information. That's 1-800-228-5284. Reduce your dependency on big oil companies. Take that first step to becoming energy independent. Learn how to install your own solar water heating system, a photovoltaic system, wind energy system, and make your own biodiesel. Books available to make homemade fuel and plans for creating your own dome home. MoreEnergy.org wants to help you implement renewable energy projects. Video titles are $25 each and can be ordered by MasterCard or Visa by calling toll-free 1-800-228-5284. 1-800-228-5284.
And we're in the home stretch, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors. Let's go to Montana. Freddie, you're on the air, Freddie.
Yeah, apparently in Europe they've got something called the Codex Rules.
We're going to have it here in the United States, too.
Mm-hmm.
I say we're going to have that here in the United States, too.
Yeah, and it's the bills are S-722 and H-R-3377. They're in Congress right now, and they can reel in any dietary supplement they choose or feel unsafe. In Europe, this has been used, and some of the vitamin Cs are limited to 50 milligrams there because of this law. And it's supposed to be in concert with the World Trade Organization laws.
Yeah, in fact, I have just worked on it most of yesterday. I have an article coming out in the Chronicle on this as to how it evolved, It's with the World Trade Organization and the World Health Organization. They want to make sure that everything that we eat that goes into our body is pure and good for us. This is a pitch that the United Nations, and when we say World Trade and World Health, let's realize we're talking about the UN, the United Nations, because that's their organizations, and they want to make certain that everything that we have is good for us, so that before you're going to be able to buy a vitamin, mineral, herbal supplement at a health food store, you're going to have to go to your doctor and get a prescription, because the FDA is going to first have to give the store permission to sell it, but only with a prescription. Now, that's already in effect in the European communities. And
Terry?
Yeah.
The doctors are the ones that have been impeding the use of this in the United States, most of them. They're the ones that don't want it because it's competition. The website here is www.secondopinionnewsletter.com. It's Dr. Robert J. Rowan.
Well, there's gobs of stuff on there.
He's the one that's initiating this article, and this is coming from one of the top holistic doctors over in Petaluma. He's probably the top one in the world right now that has his own office there.
Yeah, there's all you have to do is just get on the website, and I can't pronounce the other part of that codex name. It's Codex Albulescum. Beth can pronounce it, but I can't. It's a long 10-syllable word. But it's not something that just happened overnight. You see, Clinton tried to do this, and when Clinton was going to initiate it, because it goes along, see, if we're part of the World Trade Organization, and whatever the World Trade Organization says to do, our Congress just runs as fast as they can to do it. I mean, they have Congress under control. They have our president under control. Well, they were going to do this under Clinton, and there was an outcry. I mean, people just absolutely had conniption fits and hissy fits and all kinds of fits. And they sent those emails. They became enlightened mushrooms. They all jumped on the bandwagon. All the health food stores, they told every one of their customers, hey, you send a letter, you get on the telephone, they're going to take this stuff away from us. And people just bombarded Washington, and they backed off. Now, that was under Clinton.
It was Hillary Clinton and her health bill that had it to where it was illegal to have any vitamin over anything of the RDA, and it would be a federal crime to be in possession of a vitamin above RDA. In other words, it would be like a DEA thing.
They're going to do it. They're sooner or later, it's going to happen. But, you see, this time, I don't hear anything about it. In fact, I've called a couple of our people that I had on the air back during the Clinton years that really threw a fit about this. They say, oh, you know, people were so upset, they'll never do it, they'll never do it. And once you take that attitude, hey, it's going to happen. And it looks to me like that they're slipping this thing in, you're not hearing a thing about it. And one of these days, When the thought police come to your house, they're going to take your vitamins and arrest you for it. Anyway, hey, let's take a break. It's time to end the show. Thanks for the call, Freddie, and may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. Could you wish for others shine on you today? May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work.
doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.